Blog Talk Radio.
Homie, I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, picture. I hope you see the big picture, picture. I hope you see the big
policy. Somebody get paid just to polish it. Look the devil right in the eyes and won't acknowledge it.
For some it's automatic that they turn into some college kids.
But my kind won't make it out the hood without a scholarship.
Faced with adversity that some will never understand.
Why be in denial when you know you had the upper hand?
Klan used to rally downtown in my city, and you wonder why the race relationship so shitty?
Show no pity, that's the motto of the PC. It ain't just my city, it's all over the TV.
Martin Luther King, I think about the dream he had for a nation that turned him less than 6 feet.
And I ain't saying that the government sent a hit, but the timing show make it a coincidence.
I try to see the big picture through a small frame and never take no wooden nickels when they all
homie,
change.
I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems.
And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, picture. I hope you see the big picture, picture. I hope you see
they
the big
say a picture's worth a thousand words. So when your words ain't visible, it cause concern. I live and learn to the point where I can see it coming.
The loudest mouth in the room ain't really about nothing. That nigga bluffing, check his resume, it ain't legit.
You know the one that bought the ocean but ain't got a ship.
You know the one that bought the sixes but ain't got a whip.
You know the one that bought the Tech 9 and ain't got a clip.
These boys a trip, I done heard it all, seen it all before.
Boys be more like shaved ice when they claim they Tony Snow.
Say they Don Juan and got passport bitches, but why you in the club with them trash bags with you?
Say you out there ballin' and you're coming up quick, but it ain't worth having things if you can't own shit.
MC Bree told you ain't no future, no frontin'. Keep that shit to Birdman with all of that stunt.
Homie, I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems.
And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free.
I hope you see the big picture, picture.
I hope you see the big picture, picture. I hope you see the big picture.
All right. Peace, power, and love, family. Welcome to the Panther Party Radio Network. This is The Big Picture with Melvin Seary Jr. Want to take the minute to welcome all my listeners, Nigeria, Germany, Canada, United States, anyone new who may be listening. Want to thank anybody who's listening online. Also, if you are listening online and would like to call in and be a part of tonight's discussion, the call-in number is 914-205-5538. Again, the call-in number is 914-205-5538. And tonight I'm going to talk about what I was going to talk about, discuss last week, but I was honored enough to have Brother Rakeem Balogun, Coffrey Balogun, joined me last week. If you missed last week's show, go back and listen to it. Go back and check it out. Brother Rakeem and I had a good dialogue going, and Brother Rakeem dropped some jewels last week. I appreciate the brother taking time out of his schedule to join me last week. And he did say that he would definitely be calling back in, and I welcome him and any of the other brothers from his organization free to call in anytime. You may have a topic or something that you want to discuss, call in. We can always change the subject matter. Like I say, it's really about us linking up now and working together, and that's the vibe I got from this young man, and I can appreciate the work that he and his comrades put in as well, because there's a part that we all can play in the liberation of our people and of ourselves. So we have definitely made a good connection, and it was my doing this weekend. I had some things come up, but I was intending on linking up with the brother and meeting some more of his comrades this past weekend, but like I say, some life things happened. But now that I am connected with him, that it will happen. And like I say, he is been invited back, and I look forward to all of the future things that we do. Like I say, tonight I really wanted to, with it being October, which is Domestic Violence Month, I've had situations within my family structure that have happened. I have had family members who have unfortunately dated men, you know, or whatnot, who were abusive, and I don't know, you know, being a man, first of all, requires a certain amount of tact. Being a man requires a certain amount of control, self-control. I can remember, just tell you a quick story. I can remember being in, I think, around the fourth or fifth grade, and my sister had a friend over, and she was a tall girl. She's still a tall lady today, but I can't remember really what transpired, what happened to cause us to get into an altercation, but she hit me. And after that, it was just like, okay, you know, being a kid especially, you know, we're going to fight. And so we fought, and I got the better part of her. Long story short, my uncle catches wind of it and called me to the side one day, and I'm thinking we're going to talk. And, yeah, we talked. It was knuckle talk. And he expressed to me that this is not what Smith men do. And from that day on, that was a lesson learned. And my uncle he worked in construction. He was a short, stocky, stout gentleman. And when he put them hands on me, and I think I was around the fifth or sixth grade, somewhere in there, fifth or sixth grade, and that killed that, even though I was doing it, I was just defending myself, basically, but they gave me a whole new outlook on that, and within our communities, unfortunately, and within all ethnicities, understand, domestic violence happens. I was reading an article that was written, and I'm just going to read a quick snippet from it. It was just, it's titled Domestic Violence Against Black Women Rise During the pandemic. And then, too, you think about this pandemic. There are a lot of things that have been on the uprise since the pandemic started, and people are having to readjust their lives, are more secluded than they've ever been, some people. And you couple that with just everyday life, and it's stressful. And people are under a lot of stress. Like I say, divorces are on the uptick. Just everything that can go wrong is going wrong. And unbeknownst to a lot of us, and I really didn't know this until I was reading it, you know, there's been an uptick with the opioid crisis. Just so many things are happening now because of the seclusiveness that we're having to experience, not being able to move around freely like we were able to do prior to COVID. And that type of seclusion can be mental. Definitely it will work on your psyche. Even though you can leave the home, it's just a different atmosphere, not as many people out. You were even secluded from your own family members and people that, you know, had loved ones in hospitals and, excuse me, and in nursing homes were not able to visit. So, you know, just a lot of things happen that can make certain situations such as domestic violence, you know, rise. And this particular article stated that, as a matter of fact, this article came from out of Indianapolis on the NPR, through the NPR PBS i.org is where I got this information from. But it said from March to December of 2020, there's an organization called Coburn Place, and it served 50% more people than in all of 2019, and said that the waiting list is getting longer. A lot of these women have children as well, and this article also states that since the pandemic, it's been triggering an alarming increase in violence against Black women, specifically. The Coalition Against Domestic Violence newsletter since the pandemic began, and this is all information coming from, the same particular website, but stated that there have been a 45% increase in domestic violence-related calls and a staggering 113% increase in domestic violence-related deaths. So not only are these, and I'm going to say some things probably during this particular broadcast that may offend some men, and if it does offend some men, it's because you're one of these weak men who, instead of showing a woman love, you would rather have her cower down and serve you, and you physically abuse her into submission or mentally abuse her into submission. And let me just say, mental abuse is just as worse as physical abuse. And sometimes I think the mental abuse can be even worse than the physical abuse. When you're messing with someone's mentality, their personality, their character, you pretty much adjust a person who was vibrant and, let's say, upbeat, you mentally drive them into a state of solitude and seclusion because you want to control them. And a man like that is just, this is just my opinion. And, I mean, don't be offended, but this, I always say this, we need each other. And we don't need each other mistreating one another. And domestic violence, like I say, is happened before close to me. And when it does happen, my first instinct is anger. And where is he? You know, because most men like that will not fight a man straight up hand to hand, but they will throw their weight around and dominate women. And mind you, there are cases where men are physically and mentally abused as well. So that really just is about character and a person's, because I feel like a person that bullies people like that really has self-esteem problems. They have low self-esteem of themselves, and they have to make somebody feel lower than they feel. And that's the whole, and that's just my opinion. I'm no doctor or no psychiatrist, but that's just my honest, logical thought. Because you just take the bully in the schoolyard, same principle. You know, someone who wants to dominate, someone who wants to control everything that's happening. For men, to me, or any man that hit a woman, like to me, it gets no respect from me. I can't support that. I have a daughter. I have a mother. I have a sister. I have a wife. You don't love. The only physical part of love that you should ever experience is sexual or intimacy with your partner. That is the only type of contact that you should receive. Any other contact is uncalled for. I was also reading about a case, and this is really kind of, well, I want to give you a couple of more stats before I, and these particular stats came from, excuse me. But there was one other stat that I wanted to put out there. The statistics on domestic violence in the United States are disturbing. 1 in 3 women and 1 in 10 men. And that's why I kind of spoke about, you know, it does happen with men as well as women. It says each year domestic violence is estimated to affect 10 million people, and this is the United States. Yet for black women, the numbers are even more stark. More than 40% of black women will experience domestic violence in their lifetime, according to the Institute of Women's Policies Research Status of Black Women in the United States, in comparison of 31 1.5 of all women will experience domestic violence. From the National Center of Victims for Center for Crimes found that 53.8% of black women had experienced psychological abuse. And that's why I spoke about the mental aspect, because you can mentally drive a person to shut down as well as physically driving a person to shut down. It goes on to say that black women are 2.5 times more likely to be murdered by men than white women. That troubling statistic. In the overwhelming majority of these cases, 92%, the person who killed them knew their victim. 56% of these homicides were committed by a current or former intimate partner. And nearly 92% of all these cases, of all these killings, were intra-racial. That means happened within the race, which means that they were committed by a black man against a black woman. So I got a question that I want to just throw out there. Why are our brothers, our men, leading in this stat here? And that's another troubling number as well. Domestic violence. There's a case that happened out of Washington, the Washington area, and there was a woman, Latoya, hold on just a minute because I don't want to get her name wrong. Her name was, here it is. Yeah, she was actually from Virginia. I'm sorry. This information is coming from NBCWashington.com. But this case caught my attention, and this happened a couple of weeks back, maybe 2-3 weeks back, around the 20th of September, and I ran across this, and this is really what kind of led me to this show. Latoya Acree, or Acree, I don't know how you would pronounce that, A-C-R-E-E, but a Virginia woman who actually sang in a band called True Soul, which performs in the D.C. area and beyond. And the irony of this, they were getting ready to do a concert to raise money and awareness about domestic violence. And I did read an article where at that particular concert that happened, they dedicated that show to her memory. And what happened with Miss Latoya Creech, who was 41 years old, her son, who was 21 years old, Elijah D. Smith, was taken into custody and charged with second-degree murder. They found a Cree in the driveway with a gunshot wound to her upper body. Medics tried to unsuccessfully save her life. Smith was identified as a suspect and found at a hotel in a nearby 4 Mile Fork. A preliminary investigation revealed there was a domestic argument. Now, a mother and son in an argument, and it really didn't state what the argument was about in this particular, but whatever the argument was about, the parent was right. Miss Acree was right. And Mr. Elijah D. Smith is now facing second-degree murder charges in a domestic violence situation that occurred where he killed his own mother. I want to say something to the women who may be listening. Be careful. Be very careful, because every man is not a worthy man. Every man doesn't deserve your respect and your honor and your submission. A man has to play his part, and putting your hands on a woman in any fashion, and like this young man killing his own mother, the woman, the person who gave you life, literally laid on a table on her back for however many hours, going through that pain to push you out into this world, and the respect that you showed this woman is to shoot her over whatever the argument was. And I'll have to go back and try to find a more updated article, because I'm really interested in knowing his reasoning. What was it that your mother did that was so bad that you felt like you had to go and get a gun and kill her in a home that she was paying a mortgage on, I'm sure, and you were still just under the roof? Men, we have got to do better. And see, men, play a part in your son's lives so that we don't have these types of idiots, and I'm just going to call it like I see it, so we don't have these type of idiots running around abusing women and killing women. And it's sad that our women have to unfortunately go through those physical and mental hardships. See, I'm the kind of man that's going to respect my woman regardless, and I don't care what she says or does. Hey, as long as she ain't spit on me, as long as she ain't, and that's why I said earlier, you have to have some sort of self-control. I was in a relationship once, and a woman reared back and hit me in my jaw as hard as she could. I didn't hit her back, but I did grab her, and I told her, do not ever make that mistake again. We have to have self-control. We can physically, most men can physically overpower any woman. Why? Prove it. Why prove it? That's a fact that we don't have to prove. That's a fact that we can just understand and logically agree on, that 9 times out of 10, a man's wrath, anger, and power will physically overwhelm any women. Not in all cases, but in most cases. And that's why I don't even really like to argue and raise my voice. Why? You know, and that leads down that road. And we got to also stay out of the toxic relationships and stop being, stop letting, really sometimes in these situations when they happen, and I've seen a few, the man's doing more, the man's doing all, and the man feels like he should be able to control thoughts, control dress, control movement. And look, as a man, supposed to do the most. You're supposed to do all if you can. You're supposed to provide and protect to the best of your ability. I'll just put it that way. To the best of your ability, that is what you're supposed to do for your woman, wife, significant other, as a man. As a man, she should not have to worry about being physically attacked or raped by the man that she has chosen to lay with and stay with. Any man that will treat a woman in that fashion, like I say, really honestly, it doesn't deserve life. This young man who took his mother's life does not, this is just my opinion, deserve life. Domestic violence affects us all. It can affect the children as well. And it's not healthy for the children. Not healthy at all. It's not healthy for anyone involved, because what happens? The man ends up in jail. The children are without a father, and the mother is going to be physically and mentally scarred. So there's a trickle-down effect. And like I've been saying, we have got to be more responsible for one another. Brothers, that means being responsible for the women that you choose to be with. And how in the hell are you going to be with a woman, especially if you have children or if she has children, and be that type of man in front of those children? Because what is that going to do? That is going to make them, those children, think that's how it's supposed to be. That's normal, and it's not. It's not normal at all. And we should not try to normalize it nor rationalize it within our communities. And a lot of times in our communities, it's swept under the rug because of the shame factor, because the woman feels like, well, he wouldn't have done it. It must have been something I've done. I don't care what you've done. It doesn't warrant him beating you. Never does it warrant abuse. Because abuse can lead to so many other things. And like the statistics said, 92% of our black women are killed by people they know. And in most cases, you know, sometimes women befriend men, and those men become overzealous in their thoughts and actions and want what they want, and the feeling may not be mutual, and a rape occurs, abuse occurs. And that's why I say men, brothers, real men, have some damn self-control. There was a situation, and this person shall remain nameless. And I didn't know about this for years. And when I found out, my first thought was I wanted to go find this gentleman and put him in his place. And when I say put him in his place, I'm talking about putting him in his place. So, brothers, who you bring around your girlfriends, wives, daughters, because some people who you may consider a friend may be the one who will do the most if a situation allows or if the situation arises. And I know this that's why I'm very protective of what's under my umbrella. And I've never really been one to bring a lot of different men around my girlfriend, wife, daughters, because not all of us are genuine. Not all of us are authentic. Some of us have ulterior motives. We just saw what happened with R. Kelly being convicted, and that's a sickness. That's a sickness. Pedophilia is a sickness, and we all know deep in our heart. I mean, we've all known this. This ain't just come to the surface. We have all known this. And that's just another form also of domestic abuse. I mean, where this brother befriends these people, and then he takes advantage because he's more powerful. And that is usually how the situation goes. And I don't understand a man. I don't understand a man. You can't even call yourself a man around me if that's the kind of stuff you do. You don't have a man bone in your body if that's the kind of stuff you do. And we've got to be the one. Why not show and give that woman comfort and protection? That's what she deserves. And her enemy should never be the person that she chose to love, the person that she chose to give herself to. And then, like I say, think of the children and the long-term effects that this may have on the children involved. And that's why I say we've got to do better with ourselves individually. There are also situations within the LGBT community with domestic violence. I looked at some of the stats. I didn't really write them down and save them because I just don't agree. And that's all I'll say about that. But we have definitely, like I say, got to do better as far as for one another. And I'm specifically talking to my brothers, because you're a coward if you hit a woman. In my book, you're a coward, and I want to box you. Since you like punching on women, let's me and you go around. I mean, if that's the case, you know, let's glove up and see what you really got. You know, see if you like getting hit back. You know, because in a lot of cases, you know, that's what happens. And we should never be the deliverer of pain to our women. And I've been guilty of it. And as long as you correct it, okay, but you can't be a consistent abuser and say you love black women. If you beating on black women, do you love your mother? That's really the question. That's really the question. Do you love your mother? Because there's no way I would hit my mother. So there's no way I'm going to hit my queen. There's no way that I'm going to cause pain to the woman who chose to love me and give herself to me. I will be less than a man if I dominated and controlled and physically controlled a woman like that. That's not love, not even caring. That's control, domination for the man. We'll do that. Brothers, it's time for us to provide comfort, protection. Let's give our women something to look forward to. Because for so long, we haven't, nor have our women, had anything to look forward to. And then I think about this. Why even get involved with somebody that you know that you are going to diminish? And also, I want to just let me throw this in too, because sisters, and there are cases where the women are just as, I won't say just as worse, but are also abusing the men. And not many of those cases, like the stats said, 1 in 10 men are abused. It happens. It happens. But for women, 2 out of 3. So that is a much more staggering number as opposed to 1 out of 10. I have the same empathy for those abused men as I would and as I do an abused woman. But as a man, and this is just me, I'm not going to allow myself to be physically nor mentally abused by anyone. And that's why I say you have to have a certain amount of self-control. There's certain things I'm just not going to allow to happen or allow to. And so many times we allow small things to affect us and we turn into that monster. You know, we turn into that monster that's all about fixing it and fixing face, saving face. And it's not about saving face. It's about really sometime taking note to what that sister is requesting, as opposed to ignoring her request or making light of her request. Because, see, in those types of situations, that man doesn't want to hear your suggestion, your thought, your idea. If he does, he'll give it to you. That man doesn't deserve a woman. And a lot of times, because of what a man can do for a woman, women will continue to put up with the nonsense. And don't sell yourself short like that, sister. Because everybody deserves to be treated right, and there is somebody for everybody. And there are still good men and good women out here amongst us. And stop being so critical of one another. Learn how to take advice. Learn how to take criticism, brothers. Because we don't get it right. We don't get it right 100% of the time. If we got it right 100% of the time, we wouldn't be in the situation and predicaments that we are in now. So while you're at home manipulating and controlling your wife, try to manipulate and control this society and what's going on within it that's really affecting us all. And sometimes is the causation of some of this abuse. Direct correlation. So we, like I say, have got to get back to loving one another. We need each other out here. And we can't afford brothers, the ones who bring forth life. And we're killing off our women at a higher rate than anyone else. At a much higher rate than any other ethnicity. We're leading in that stat. Just let that sink in. Yeah, let that sink in for a minute. Because if we don't have women, how are we to reproduce? How do you do that without the queen? You don't. And what does that do to the race? It stifles it. For every woman you kill, you're killing generations. And we need our black women. And we need them to be treated with respect. Other men do it, and we are ready to tear their head off. But then you get her home, and you do it, and she better not say nothing. Well, you know better than that other person who would do it. You that same person. You ought to kick your own ass. Because it needs to be kicked if you out here disrespecting the queen, period. We have got to, like I've always said, we've got to start fixing ourselves. And we've got to start working on internal matters. If we fix the internal matters, the external matters won't even affect us. Understand that. And I'm going to say that again. If we fix what's wrong internally, the external issues are minute. Don't mean nothing because they will be so ineffective, have no effect on what we have going on internally. And internally, what we need, we've got to recognize our need. We've got to stop being so quick to condemn one another. And especially on the male-female aspect of it. Because we're more divisive and divided, and we all need each other out here. I keep telling y'all, you're about to see how much we need each other out here. And here we are beating on each other, killing one another. This young man now, who has taken his mother's life, and my thoughts and prayers are really with that family, because that's really some sideways stuff to happen, because you love them both. But how do you love somebody that takes the mother of the life of their own mother? See, and that's where the split happens. And like that situation should have never happened. And two, this is for the brothers and sisters. We got to get control. We've got to get control of one another. We got to get control of our children. These types of situations should never happen. Never happen. And see, we've got to get back to a place, and this, I'm going to say, and I don't count this as domestic abuse. And I feel like hard to take discipline out of our families. See, not many white Caucasians disciplined their children the way we disciplined our children prior to now, where we got the belt, the switch, the shoe, you know, you get that ass popped, you get them legs popped, discipline. And this system took discipline out of the homes. And that is why we have situations like this happening. And brothers, like with this young man, and I'm wondering, father involved in his life, where is his father? Like I said, I'm going to have to do some more reading to find out updates. This article was from a couple of weeks ago, and I haven't found any updated information yet. But, men, we got to be active in our children's lives. 7 days in a week. Your child deserves 4 of them. Your time is what he's going to remember. And we've got to be there so that situations like this don't happen, so that a child will understand consequences come with actions. Foul actions, you get foul consequences. Good actions, you get good consequences. Process. All of us. And we've definitely got to change the thought process of our children. These types of situations, like I say, have definitely got to stop. Got to stop. Domestic violence in any way, fashion, shape, or form is just unacceptable. Unacceptable. And this young man, oh, just the biggest coward of them all. I have no respect for him. None. I have no compassion, no empathy for him. I'm not his family. I don't know him. And the action that he took against his own mother, I don't have to respect that. I can't respect that. And I don't have to show him compassion or empathy, and I can't. Because that, to me, is the ultimate, you don't pass go, you go right on straight to jail and then hell. That's straight up coward. Kill your own mother. Yeah, that's a bothersome story to me. When I read that a couple of weeks ago, it really got me to thinking, because I'm like, where are we going? Who are we now? What happened to the village? You know, I keep saying we've got to unlearn everything we have learned and start from scratch. We need to start from scratch and create new normals and eliminate these problems. And if that problem be a person, elimination is the answer. If he can't fix himself, themselves, they have to be fixed. things that we cannot continue to let happen within our communities at all. It's not, like I say, it's not healthy. It's not conducive of love. It's not conducive of growth. It's totally destructive. Totally destructive. And then our children see this and they think that's normal. Understand why our children are behaving the way they are. They behave like what they see. And if that's what they see, that's what they think is normal, and that's what, how they will behave. And that cycle will continue because he's going to marry someday. Hopefully he can break the curse, he can break the cycle, but it'll be hard because that's what he thinks is normal. And if my wife doesn't do what I say to do, well, I'll just whoop till she does. And then they're going to have children, and his children will see that. And then, you see, so that's why I say we got to give our children the proper tools, the proper knowledge. Teach them right from wrong. Make sure that they understand right from wrong. Teach your daughters to be mothers, nurturers, teachers, and respectful to the man that deserves respect. Brothers, be the man that deserves respect. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Not a hard recipe at all. It's all about loving one another properly. And there's no room for selfishness in love. Love is selfless. Love puts the other person first. And if you truly love somebody, you don't cause them pain, period. In no way. You don't cause them pain, intentional pain at all. Yeah, you don't ever give that woman an insecurity complex because you have taken something from her that she has freely given. I just don't respect men who rape and beat women, period. It angers me. It truly angers me. Because it angers me. Like I say, I've got a granddaughter. I've got two granddaughters now. And I dare. So y'all better teach your grandsons respect. Because if they run across my granddaughters with that disrespectful hands-on, I'm going to be hands-on with them. And that's what needs to happen. That's just my solution. Like I said, getting in the ring, going around or two with a man, with somebody that's going to hit you back. We got to do better. We have definitely got to do better. Black man, black woman, we are all we got out here. We are all we got out here. Ain't nobody else on our team. If you haven't noticed, I'm telling you now, we don't have very many others on our team. And we need to definitely get on the same team, get on the same program. Brothers, love that queen. And don't let no little disagreement cause you to be disrespectful to that queen, to be physical with that queen. Like I say, the only physicality should be intimacy. Yeah, brothers. Because we all deserve that respect. Plain and simple, respect. That's what it boils down to. And like I say, we've got to fix what's internal. And once we get the internal problem corrected, the internal problems fixed, the external problems are not problems. Because, like I say, internally everything is so sound and tight that we don't need external. We're self-sufficient internally. We're supportive. Self-supportive internally. Self-loving internally. See, those are the things that will truly change the game. And I'm going to get off of here. I'm going to end tonight's show. But I want to say, brothers, do your best to be the best man you can be. In every aspect of being a man, be the best husband you can be. Be the best father you can be. And I understand, look, nobody's going to be the 100% perfect husband, the 100% perfect father. But try to be. Try to be. And it's not as hard as you think. Only thing makes it hard is not trying. Because you keep seeing the difficulty when you're not trying. But just try it and watch how it will simplify the processes. Watch how it will harmonize aspects, certain aspects of the relation. Because, like I said, all it boils down to respect of one another. And if you have self, you should have respect for one another. And as the man, we are the dominant one. We are the dominant one. Be a leader in your dominance. A proper leader, a proper father, husband, all of that, queen. Give our queens a chance, because the world doesn't. This society doesn't. This society beats both of us down on a daily basis. On a daily basis. See, we need to start bandaging each other's wounds and stop causing them. Close on that. I want to thank y'all for tuning in tonight. This is the Panther Party Radio Network. I want to thank y'all for listening online. I want to thank those who will listen on Friday as well on Activate Radio out of Boston, Mass. They'll get this broadcast on Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern. And also, feel free to call in on Mondays if there's a topic that interests you. You're always welcome to call in and be part of this discussion live as well. I love y'all. That's why I do this. I love my people. That's why I do this. Like I always say in closing, let's plan, y'all, organize, and unify, because we all have a key. I'm out until next Monday. Be back with another topic of discussion, and I hope everybody has a good week, and take some time this week to work on you, work on your relationships, work to fix what's wrong, as opposed to just letting it marinate, because marination doesn't fix it. Only you can. So love your partner a little harder this week, because tomorrow is not promised. Next week is not promised. Take advantage of what you have now, fullest, and love it to death. And brothers, respect the queen. I'm out. Peace, power, and love.
How many of you want to see the black family back together? Black man back with his black woman. There is no woman like the black woman, black man. No woman like the black woman. Don't you let no revolutionary fancy talk. Don't you let no religious fancy talk. No Christianity, no Judaism. Don't you let no Islam, no communism. Don't you let nothing put you with the white man's woman and you abandon your own woman. This black woman is the best. This black woman is the one. The one and only, Dr. Barashango is saying on the front row. That's that black woman. Mother of civilization. Queen of the planet Earth. Goddess of the universe. All black men, we've been blessed. You leave Susie Rodenwickel alone. Give me a black goddess sister. I can't resist her. No blonde hair, blue-eyed, pale skin, buttermilk complexion, recessive, depressive, straight up but straight down, Miss 6 o'clock, no frills, no frills, eugenoids, cuckersoids, subject to have the itch, white cave bitch, not for me. Give me the black woman. Give me the black woman. Divine gift to us. She keeps us warm in the wintertime. She keeps us cool in the summertime. And keeps us hot all year round. I love you, brothers and sisters. I only ask one thing of you, just be sure.